I'm Brad.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Natera.
Welcome to Curiosity.
We are here with Natera Branch, the CEO of Houston Exponential, and we're doing our Texas Takeover mini-series at the Houston Tech Rodeo. Awesome to be with you today, Natera.
It's fantastic to be here as well, and exciting for Tech Rodeo.
Brad and I have been really excited to jump into this conversation, and so we just want to sort of kick off, like, you're running Houston Exponential now. Like, catch us up to this moment in your life. Like, what's led you back to Houston?
Sure. Well, first of all, I've always been trying to get back to Houston. I left 18 and a half years ago, and since day one have been trying to get back here. And after 18 and a half years, I wanted to come back in a meaningful way. I've had a phenomenal career in sports, working with the National Football League in various capacities. And one of my last roles was Tech and Innovation and working with the Future of Football Committee. And it just opened my eyes up to sort of the possibilities and disruption and amazing things that are happening in technology and just ideation. And then I got wind that Houston was in that space as well. And what better way to come back to Houston as in a place where I'm actually curious about, I am actually discovering, but in the city that I absolutely love. And so came back last October in a way that to me just really put a signature, a mark on my career of coming back to do something that was really, truly going to be meaningful for this city to help it to become a destination for startups and founders.
So you're in the throes of Tech Rodeo this week. Like, what are some of the things that you're most encouraged about as the tech community convenes?
A couple of things, Scott. It's really encouraging. One is the fact that even though there was a little bit of a bump in the road for Houston Exponential in change of management, change of philosophy, change in vision in 2022, and then they had to deal with me coming on, it was a lot of uncertainty and change. But this community has rallied like I've never seen before around the tech and innovation community. So corporate sponsors came out to make sure Tech Rodeo was still going to be free for the founders. We had just the amount of the ecosystem that said, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to have people and host people at our site for these panels and discussions and networking. We actually had to sort of not, I don't want to say turn people away, but we had to sort of cut the list of where we were going to be this year and try to find out some different ways of how to showcase some of the ecosystem over the coming year, because just so many people were involved and excited about the fact that HX hasn't gone away. We're just coming back bigger and better. And that's going to be so meaningful to this community as we stand up together to collaborate in making this a great town for startups and founders.
Love it.
You know, it's wonderful to hear your passion and love for Houston as a fellow lover of Houston. Houston is my favorite color for all the many reasons that this city is just such a wonderful and magical space. And I mean, it's incredible, right? We're the most diverse city in the U.S., I believe, again this year. We have a phenomenal culinary scene, one of the top in the country. We have a vibrant art scene as well, third in Fortune 500s, a thriving tech and innovation ecosystem. It's just a really special place. It reminds me of a saying I heard once: from the outside in, you can't understand it. From the inside out, you can't explain it. And not that I think we even need to explain it. It's just naturally kind of who we are. And you touched on something that I just think is so incredibly powerful and special. And it's how this ecosystem rallies together to do things that we believe in and that we care about as a community and as a city. And we've seen it in a variety of areas throughout Houston's history. You know, we saw it in tragic moments like Harvey. We're seeing it in the most vibrant, wonderful, beautiful, magical sense with the tech and innovation ecosystem. And you know, it's been across the community. It's been universities. It's been corporations. It's been startups. It's been VCs. It's been, you name it, just humans gathering together because we really do believe in our community and in our city. And we're very impassioned by it. And we're very authentic about it as well. So many things have come out of this ecosystem that were just so altruistic. It was just like, this needs to get done, and someone rallies together and does it. And, you know, in that spirit, I guess, like, what are you most excited about with your role with HX, with Tech Rodeo. I mean, you can take it whatever direction you're most thinking about right now, but oh my gosh, I'd just love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail right on the head. I think it's so interesting how this city rallies around things in all sectors, but we're most known for rallying around tragedies, right? But we have such a beautiful technology ecosystem, a phenomenal business community, and now to see them rallying around that and going to get, you know, sort of heard and recognized acknowledgement for all of the phenomenal innovations that have come from a long time ago. It's not like this is new. In aerospace and life sciences and energy, we have been innovating in this community for decades, but just not recognized for it. And so we're going to take those legacy innovations and apply those to some of the more emerging innovations now. And what's going to be exciting is you're going to see those legacy industries are now even stepping up their game even more. Good things are coming out of Houston that people should be excited about, not just me, but people should be excited about. And one of the things that I really have found to be sort of shocking is that Houstonians are a little shy about their accomplishments. It's time to scream from the mountaintops about the phenomenal things that are coming from this city. And we're going to be able to do that in unison. We're helping people to get those talking points about all of the great things that are happening, all of the great ideas and companies and innovations that are coming out of here. I mean, it's a shame that people can't just rattle those kinds of things off. And that's what, when you talk about being excited, that's what I'm going to be excited about. You don't have to talk to Natera on curiosity. You can talk to anyone in this city about the phenomenal things that are happening in the city and get the same answer. That's when we know we've won.
Boom. Gosh, I love that. It's so true.
I'm sort of interested in Tara, just sort of like to get to know you better. Like, I know you grew up in Houston, but like, and you had an awesome career in the NFL. Like, could you give us just like a little bit of a flavor of like when you kind of knew that what you had kind of gone and done was the thing that you wanted to go and do? What are some of the steps along your path?
Well, the funny thing is everybody, I'm a really good accountant. You cut me, I bleed numbers. It's one of my taglines. But no one knows me from that. They know me from the NFL. She's the football girl, right? And so it's one of the things that I always try to remind people. I actually started in oil and gas. I was at Exxon and then Exxon Mobil. So I have oil. I have football. All I need to do is open up a barbecue restaurant and I have the Texas trifecta. That's all I need, right? But it's one of those things where I've just been a person who's raised my hand and tried different things. I'm an accountant by training, but I've done brand and marketing and strategy, and I've planned fashion shows. My claim to fame is Oprah ate my cake. I worked with Oprah Winfrey in her magazine on a couple of things at the NFL. It's just, I've really had a career that doesn't follow a certain pattern. I like being disruptive in a great way. I like challenging the status quo. And if you follow my career, that's exactly what you'll find. It doesn't necessarily make sense to people who are just looking at sort of that resume, say, okay, she's not a traditional accountant. She's not a traditional marketer. Strategy weaves its way through the whole thing. But it really was around what are some strategic priorities that I could get involved in and make a difference. And that's the way I've tried to weave my career. And that's kind of why I'm here as well, is I want to make a difference. And I want people to say there's something special about Houston, not because of me, but because I've been able to rally people who are really making the difference. So if you look at my career, that excites me. That's what gets me out of bed, is how do we make some just disruption that people are just going to recognize and is going to do good.
And I think it's so interesting when we kind of look at our spirit as a community and as a city. And I think a lot of that comes from the way you said it is so spot on. Like, we just rally, we get stuff done. We don't necessarily need the credit for it. There's very little ego in the way that we approach things. We kind of operate with that like humble swagger. And I think that's such a powerful part of what makes our community so special. You know, and I actually heard someone say recently about how when we think about Houston, we will be quick to kind of apologetically share our story. And I thought it was a really interesting point. And it honestly made me pause a bit and self-reflect. I think it's part passion, right? Like, we believe so much in this community and we want the world to see just what we get to live every day, right? We want to share it. But there is also kind of this sense, the sensation almost of like, you get asked the question somewhere in the world, like Houston, you know, it's kind of like, what? You don't hear that about New York. You don't hear that about Paris or San Francisco, or I mean, even cities like Denver and Portland, it's kind of like, or even like in Austin, it's like, cool. Yeah. It makes sense. You're there. And you know, it can be a little frustrating, I think, to hear that. And so I guess I'm kind of wondering from your perspective, like, what is that healthy balance between we're super excited to share our story and we have an amazing story to share and it needs to be shouted from the rooftops without it feeling apologetic?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Someone just told me this the other day. They said, no one apologizes about humidity. There's many cities around this country that has humidity and heat, many cities that have mosquitoes, but that's the first thing people will say. I'm sorry about the traffic. I'm sorry about the mosquitoes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're, you know, all of this, and we apologize, you know, and you're so very, very right, even on the base thing. So then when you get to like the business success, people don't even want to talk about it. You know, they're just very, very much so. What I think is humbleness to them really becomes shyness and not being proud to others. And we've got to say as a community, it is okay that we are successful. It is okay that this is an innovative community. We are the fourth largest city in the country, and we act like we're not proud of that. We act like that we're not proud of the growth and the strategic nature of this city, and that we have to keep apologizing. But it's time out for that. In order for people to stop flying over us literally, and to your point, for us, somebody to say, oh, that's why you're in Houston, we've got to make sure that everyone knows how to talk about it in the right way. And I think that's going to take a concerted effort, and I think it's going to be intentional, and it's got to be in our authentic voice. It can't just be braggadocious. It just can't be a bunch of press releases. It has to be really about who we are as a people, which is a very collaborative, it takes all of us, powerful, you know, sort of group as a Houstonian community, a greater Houstonian community, because not just Houston, it's really around the surrounding counties and cities that make up this whole entire region. So it's really one of those things about let's all get together and say how we want to talk about this collectively. It really just is showcasing what we've got. We'll see what we're working with. That's what we want people to see. And I think the good thing about Houston is when someone comes here, you're right. If you talk to someone and you say, I'm from Houston, they're like, okay, so why, how did you get there or why? But when they come here, they get it. And I love that. And so it's one of those things that we've got to get people here so they can get it. But we've got to start with the conversation first.
My question in Tara is like, what does good look like kind of when it's said and done, like looking ahead, like what's next? Is it that more people are moving to Houston? Is that people recognize that you got to come to Houston to accomplish X, Y, and Z? Is it that the people that are here, you know, we're the fourth largest city in the country. Like there's already a lot of people here. Like, is it that they're collaborating better? Like what's kind of the 5-year when we reach that point in time, like what will have we done more of or less of?
This question I love because I get so animated and so excitable when I hear that people in this city are leaving because they can't find X. So whether it's talent or they can't find money or, you know, that sort of thing. And so I'm like, you have all of those things, those resources right here. You can't find the accelerators. You can't find the incubators. It's just that we haven't done a really good job at making sure people understand the resources that are right here. So I would say starting with the founders that are here, whether they were born or imported already, we need to make sure that they feel like this is the best place to start, grow, or exit a business. There's no need to ride up any highway to go get money. There's no need to ride up any highway to go get talent because it's right here in Houston. And they should be able to find it and find it easily. So that's kind of the what good looks like to me first. Is if I hear another person saying they can't find the talent in this city, I'm going to run around like with my hair on fire or something. But it's one of those opportunities that's the lowest of hanging fruit, is to make sure that founders understand the resources that are right here at home. And then the second thing is we need to make sure that those founders are super successful and that people outside of Houston are seeing that, so that we can get investment dollars into this community, so that people will understand that the technologies that are coming out of here are serious and they're just not, we're not doing apps for hayrides. We are really doing things that are meaningful. Not that an app for a hayride wouldn't be good, but we're doing really serious, life-changing, industry disrupting things in Houston that people would want to be around. So investing or testing or building or being employed in, that's what the second level of good to me and from my perch would look like, is people are recognizing Houston as that spot, that destination for where startups are thriving.
What you just shared, I think, is a really important point, right? It's everywhere. It's almost like the and rather than the or. We can do the app for the hayride all the way over to focusing on some of humanity's, you know, biggest, boldest, most beautiful priorities, like how do we make cities and communities more equitable? How do we make tech more equitable? But, you know, all the way over to sustainability and energy transition. I mean, I think it's more of an and factor. And I think that's what makes Houston such a special place, is we can kind of do whatever we need to rally together to do. It's not even that we solve, you know, the hard challenges here in Houston, because I think we're more innovative and futuristic in our thinking than that. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit there. I think it's more that we advance humanity's boldest ambitions every single day in how we live and operate and think and function. And we have everywhere from that kind of cool, fun, interesting tech style all the way over to the hard tech. And I think learning how to kind of bring all of that together and all those ingredients to really make something like is where we're headed. And we've been able to find ways to create collisions. And that's so important in Houston. We're fourth the population, 89th in density. And we get to share ideas with each other, create stronger tech and innovation ecosystems, like build together, talk with each other. Like, it's amazing. $4.35 billion in VC over the last 5 to 6 years, most of that coming in the past 2 years, which is fascinating to think about it, 21 to 22. There was over 2 billion I saw recently in 21, and just shy of 2 billion in 22. I think it was 1.95 billion. We had 145 million in university investment when we first kicked this whole thing off. We have 30 plus SDOs and over 800 VC backed startups. I mean, that is a lot of awesome stuff happening in a community that just 5, 6 years ago didn't have most of this momentum happening. And the moment has turned into a momentum. And now we're applying this to existing industries, and we're building frameworks for new emerging industries like sports tech. It is just amazing to see what's happening just within the role of tech and innovation, and how it can be a great dot connector, convener, accelerator of advancing humanity's boldest ambitions. And I am just really excited about it. And I want to thank you for the role that you're playing to really, you know, stand on those shoulders of giants and take us to entirely new heights, giant leaps.
Oh, yeah, I could not have said it any better. You're exactly right. It's exciting to be in this city, and we need everyone speaking from the same hymnal that you just spoke from. There's a lot going on here, and there's going to be so much more to come.
Boom.
Boom.
Man, Brad, you like summarized that so perfect. I want that clip alone of you just summarizing. That was awesome.
I have more, but I kept it.
Preach.
Yeah, I kept it short.